Hello everyone, welcome to the China Business Legal Navigator. The topic for the discussion today is effective strategies for drafting cease and desist letters in China. In the strategic enforcement of intellectual property rights, cease and desist letters are a fundamental tool used to address and halt alleged infringements. When these legal measures are taken in China, adapting the strategy to align with local practices and laws is crucial for success. Today, we will explore the essential considerations for drafting cease and desist letters within the Chinese IP framework, ensuring they are both effective and compliant with national standards. The effectiveness of a cease and desist letter within China critically depends on a thorough comprehension of the local legal landscape, particularly as it pertains to intellectual property rights. China's legal system is distinct with an elaborate framework of laws and regulations specifically designed to govern intellectual property. This includes several types of protections under which intellectual property may fall, such as patents, copyrights, trademarks, and protection against unfair competition. For a cease and desist letter to be seen as valid and to carry weight in negotiations or potential legal battles, it must not only reference these specific laws, but also align closely with them. This means the letter must be meticulously crafted to reflect the intricacies and specific provisions of laws, such as the Chinese patent law, which details what types of invention can be patented, the process for registration, and the rights of the patent holder. Similarly, understanding the trademark law of China is crucial, as it outlines the procedures for trademark registration, the rights conferred by registration, and the penalty for infringement. Moreover, the anti-unfair competition law must be considered, which protects businesses from acts of deception, trademark infringement, and other business-related torts that can be considered unfair competition. This law is particularly relevant when drafting cease and desist letters that deal with issues beyond straightforward patent or copyright infringement, such as misleading advertising or illegal trade practices. Ensuring that the cease and desist letters adheres to these specific legal standards is essential for the communication to be taken seriously. It must not only deter the infringer with its authority, but also withstand scrutiny under the legal system if the dispute escalates to litigation. The letter should, therefore, be precise, citing relevant legal articles and demonstrating a clear violation of specific rights under Chinese law. This level of detail not only strengthens the position of the rights holder, but also signals a preparedness to pursue further legal action if necessary. In the context of international legal practices, especially here in intellectual property disputes, the accuracy and clarity of language used in legal documentation are paramount. This is particularly critical in the cease and desist letters, where the objective is not only to communicate a legal argument, but to do so in a way that minimizes the potential for misunderstandings and maximizes the potential for compliance. In China, the use of Mandarin Chinese in drafting these documents is not just a recommendation. It's a necessity for several compelling reasons. Firstly, Mandarin Chinese is the official language across the People's Republic of China, used in government, business, and daily communication. Drafting a cease and desist letter in Mandarin ensures that the document is accessible to its intended recipient without the barriers that might be introduced by language translation. It removes any ambiguity that might arise from language translation errors, which can be particularly problematic in legal context where specific terminology may have significant implications. Moreover, using Mandarin Chinese in legal correspondence goes beyond mere practicality. It also serves as a gesture of respect and understanding towards Chinese culture and business practices. Legal communication that respect local language preferences are more likely to be taken seriously and considered credible. This is especially important in a cease and desist letter, where the tone and formality of the communication can significantly impact the way the other party reacts. An effective cease and desist letter should clearly cite the specific Chinese laws applicable to the case. This may involve referencing various segments of IP law, including trademark law, protecting distinctive signs that distinguish the goods or services of one entity from those of others, patent law, providing protection for inventions that are new, non-obvious, or capable of industrial application, copyright law, offering protection for original works of authorship, including literary, dramatic, musical, artistic, and certain other intellectual works, anti-unfair competition law, safeguarding business interests against deceptive, fraudulent, or other unfair competitive practices that might distort normal business activities. By explicitly referencing these law, the letter not only reinforces its legal standing, but also highlights the seriousness with which the infringement is viewed. Drafting cease and desist letters in China requires a thoughtful approach that includes a thorough understanding of the local IP laws, the use of the local language, specific references to applicable legal statutes, or a realistic compliance expectation. By addressing these key aspects, rightholders can more effectively manage or protect their intellectual property rights within China's dynamic market. Such meticulous preparation not only enhances the enforceability of IP rights, but also respects and integrates the nuances of the local legal system in China. Setting realistic demands and deadlines is crucial in formulating cease and desist letters, particularly within the framework of China's intellectual property laws. This practice not only aligns with legal efficiency, but also resonates well with typical business operations and legal processes relevant in China. Establishing realistic and practical expectations for compliance is not just about demanding cessation of infringing activities. It's about facilitating a pathway to resolution that both parties can reasonably manage. Realistic demands in the cease and desist letter should be clear and achievable. For instance, if the letter demands the cessation of manufacturing a patented product, it should also consider the time and logistics required for the infringer to halt production. This includes considering their inventory cycles, production schedules, and distribution chains, which might necessitate a phased approach rather than an immediate stop. By accounting for these aspects, the rightholder shows not only a command of legal right, but also a practical understanding of business operations, which can lead to more amicable compliance. Similarly, the deadline set in these letters must be thoughtfully determined. They should provide enough time for the infringer to adequately assess the situation, seek legal counsel, and respond appropriately. Immediate deadlines can create unnecessary pressure, potentially leading to hostile responses or non-compliance. Conversely, excessively lenient deadlines may not convey the urgency of the issue, potentially allowing the infringing activity to continue, causing damage. Therefore, setting these deadlines with a balance between firmness and fairness is essential. It's about creating a sense of urgency without being unreasonable. For example, rather than demanding an immediate response within a few days, a two-week period may be more appropriate for the infringer to begin addressing the issues raised. This timeline reflects an understanding of the legal and operational realities that accused party faces and fosters a more cooperative environment for resolving the issue. Thank you for listening to the China Business Legal Navigator. contact us if you need legal help in China, help with background investigation of Chinese companies, protection of patents, trademarks, and verification of contracts so that they are effective in China and follows the laws in China, etc. If you require our assistance or have further questions about our services, please do not hesitate to contact our customer relationship manager, Jan Erik Christensen, at janerik@ncbhub.com. janerik@ncbhub.com. Or you can go to our website, ncbhub.com. We look forward to hearing from you and helping your business succeed in China by help legally supporting your action in China.